Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you want to see more companies make things in America, consider buying more things from companies who are already doing that very thing. Companies like American Giant. These guys have been making t-shirts, sweatshirts, flannels, and blue jeans in America for the last 14 years, with cotton grown right here in the USA. That means good jobs for lots of hardworking Americans in factory towns all over the country. Check out their stuff in stores everywhere, or pick up something awesome at American-Giant.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
Meghan Trainor opened up about her cosmetic procedure regrets on her November 20th episode of her Working On It podcast with her brother Ryan. She admitted to overdoing Botox on her forehead, which has left her struggling to smile. Oh. Jokingly, she said, "I messed up." Meghan's humorously shared how the changes have impacted her, noting her face now hurts when she tries to smile. Reflecting on the experience, Meghan warned against trying every cosmetic trend, despite initial compliments that she received.
I've never done Botox, but you can almost tell when someone's had it because you can tell there's just not much expression on their face. And what's up with all the girls who are pumping their lips up so big? It looks ridiculous. The men listening out there, and you guys can speak for this too, Carl and Ethan, is that attractive? Like, do guys actually like that, or are the girls just doing it because they see other girls doing it and they think, well, I should do that too. It's attractive.
I'm going to go with answer number two.
I don't
care what your lips look like. Unless they look like giant balloons, then I'm like, whoa, that's crazy.
Well, that's not how attractive. They look for
that's
a lot of
what
women.
They're doing.
No, I know, but I'm like, that, you look kind of like a freak, not going to lie.
But in my house, the Hallmark Channel is always on, and so that Lacey Chabert, or Chalbert, whatever her name, the girl from Party of Five, she's got really dry lips, and she keeps putting, like, lipstick on it, so they're really red and really dry, and that's all I can focus on. So,
this is an interesting tale, Carl. The dry lips of somebody on the Hallmark Channel.
But of all the takeaways you could have from a Hallmark movie, that's what you're going
and
with.
And she's also on a Netflix Christmas movie now, too.
Well, look for her dry lips.
Well, we'll all tune in.
That's all I can see.
I get you, Carl. You focus on something, you just can't stop.
Yeah, you can't get rid of it.
It looks like Sean Diddy Combs is facing another civil lawsuit, this time filed by fashion designer Brianna Bungalon, who accused him of sexual battery, emotional distress, and false imprisonment. She alleges that Diddy threatened her life and dangled her over a 17th floor balcony during a confrontation. She claims to have eyewitnessed the abusive behavior towards his ex-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, whom she knew from work. Now, a spokesperson for Diddy denied the allegations, of course, labeling them baseless and expressed confidence that they will be disproven.
I mean, that guy's never going to get out of jail.
You know who really did that? Allegedly?
Suge Knight.
Suge Knight did it. Wasn't it to Vanilla Ice, wasn't it? That's how he got his...
record deal.
Yeah. He dangled Vanilla.
Allegedly.
So much more, I feel like, is still to come out related to Diddy.
Yeah,
I feel like
trouble.
We've scratched the surface on what he's actually done, which is sad because some of the stuff that's come out about him assaulting women and celebrities, male and female celebrities, watching it and taking part in it, like, oh, it's just so disturbing.
When Cash Patel's in charge of the FBI.
Bye, Diddy.
We'll know.
Wayne Northrup, the actor known for his roles in Dynasty and Days of Our Lives, he has passed away. He was 77. The soap star's publicist said he died Friday at home following a years-long struggle with Alzheimer's. Wayne famously played tough yet kind-hearted detective Roman Brady on Days of Our Lives from 81 to 84.
He was the first Roman Brady, and then the second Roman Brady just died less than a month ago.
And 77 is, I would say that's young.
Not, yeah, that's not super old.
No.
And there's still there's a third Roman Brady. And you know, they say it happens
okay,
in threes.
Okay, Carl, let's
move on.
Let's
not jinx that guy.
Are his lips dry? That's what I'm worried about.
No. Okay. All three Roman Bradys are very attractive men.
Okay.
So author John Collins Black has launched a nationwide treasure hunt inspired by the spirit of adventure, featuring five hidden treasure chests with a combined value of over $2 million. If you want to do this, well, you're going to have to buy his new book. There's treasure inside. It provides detailed clues and not the locations of the chests, but kind of where they're at. They contain an array of rare and historical items, including gold, shipwreck artifacts, and memorabilia from figures like Jackie Onassis, George Washington, and Wilma Rudolph.
Huh. Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, didn't the last time they tried this, someone hid something like in the middle of the desert and was found in a week?
Probably.
Because well, hopefully they hit it better this time.
This is a giant ploy, it sounds like, to
sell his book. Well, it's smart because people are going to be interested. I mean, these are the same people who have the metal detectors that you see out at the park, like the one I saw a couple weeks ago. But some of those people find a lot of, pretty great stuff. I just saw a story the other week of some guy who found something worth it's millions of dollars.
Right.
So
wow.
jokes on us for people like me who make fun of that.
Is it bad that I think one person's going to buy this book and then just put it on the internet and everyone's going to just not buy his book and go search for these treasures? One quick one. The mystery of D.B. Cooper may have been solved.
Finally.
They said that there is a group. They say that the guy's name was Richard Floyd McCoy, who they think did it. And his kids have come out and said, hey, we've got the parachute. Come check it out. So the FBI is going to look into it and see if it's really him or not.
He's dead then.
Yeah, he's dead. The FBI thinks he died when he jumped out of the place, so they don't really think it's him, but they're going to investigate it.
Well, there you go.
Do you know who he is?
Nope.
Good picks.
D.B. Cooper.
Sounds familiar. Couldn't tell you who
he is. Stole money.
Crazy story. Look it up.
Yep.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.